WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A major tax and spending deal in Wisconsin has fallen apart after failing in the state Senate. Lawmakers let the bill go to a vote last night without enough support, and it failed 15-18, ending the special session. The plan had already passed the assembly and included tax breaks on tips and overtime, along with funding for schools and property tax relief. Governor Tony Evers blamed a small group of lawmakers from both parties for blocking what he called a bipartisan deal. In a statement, Evers said some politicians chose the next election over helping families. Eight people tied to a fentanyl drug ring in Green Bay are now headed to prison after a federal investigation uncovered a large operation moving pills across the Midwest. Prosecutors say the group brought in hundreds of thousands of fentanyl pills, many bought in Arizona and sold in Wisconsin for huge profits. The longest sentence went to Ricky Chambers, who got 17 years after a jury found him guilty. Investigators say they seized more than 175,000 pills and found the group showing off cash and luxury items online. A former hot dog plant in Madison could soon be cooking up something very different. Nuclear fusion research. A company called Rialta Fusion is looking at the old Oscar Mayer site on the city's east side as a possible home for a new research and development facility. The project could bring up to 200 jobs and more than $500 million in long-term investment. City leaders say the plan could turn an empty property into a major economic boost. The company is expected to choose between two sites as early planning moves forward. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers lose to the Padres.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Milwaukee's Jacob Mizorowski had another brilliant performance, retired 14 batters in a row, thrown 40 pitches at least 100 miles an hour through seven innings. But in the ninth, with the Brewers hanging on to just a 1-0 lead, Milwaukee closer Abner Uribe gave up a three-run homer to Gavin Sheets, and the Padres beat the crew 3-1. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, 3-2 walk, you know, single off the glove of our second baseman, and then hanging slider. It's Major League Baseball. The guys are capable. You know, hats off to Sheets. Great swing. Did it in the clutch.
After the loss, Uribe asked, did he leave the ball too high in the strike zone, and just how frustrated was he?
I think that you see what happened over there. We're never going to know what happened to the strikeout or whatever happened.
The two teams wrapping up the series today. Football, NFL schedule's out tonight. The Packers will play L.A. on Wednesday, November 25th against the Rams the night before Thanksgiving. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, becoming a little breezy with a high in the low to mid 70s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.